From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian Uni Arab Emirates strengthen cooperation in several industrial sectors. Government says policy on electric vehicle industry to be announced soon. Now the news in details. The government of Indonesia and United Arab Emirates have agreed to strengthen mutual beneficial cooperation in the industrial sector in order to boost economic growth. Indonesian Industry Minister Erlangga Hartarto and United Arab Emirates Energy and Industry Minister Sulhail Muhammad Faraj Al-Mazrui signed a Memorandum of Understanding on the cooperation agreement at the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java. Hartarto said in a statement on Thursday the MOU would serve as an umbrella for cooperation in the development of industrial sector potential for the two countries. The two governments will develop the agro-based industry, metal and machinery industry, chemical industry, and the small and medium-scale industry, among others. Among Indonesia's 10 potential commodity export to the United Arab Emirates are crude palm oil, food and beverages, pulp and paper. The Indonesian government will officially announce its policies on the electric vehicle industry at the end of July, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani told journalists after meeting President Joko Widodo on Thursday. Mulyani said the policies were revealed in the government regulation on income tax from luxury goods sales and the presidential's regulation on the ecosystem of the electric vehicle industry. She expected the regulation would be issued by the end of July to support the country's electric vehicle industry. Indonesia is also expected to emerge as part of the world's supply chain of electric vehicle and is targeted to be able to produce electric vehicle batteries. In connection with these issues of the electric vehicle industry, Chairman of the Association of Indonesian Automotive Manufacturers Gaikindo, Johannes Nanggoy, opined that it is imperative for Indonesia to build supporting infrastructure before it decides to jump into the large-scale productions of electric vehicle. Director of Innovation System at the Ministry of Research, Technology and Higher Education, Ovirtus Sumule, said that Indonesia must accelerate technological development and the industrialization of defense radars. Sumule said on Thursday, the availability of radars in Indonesia was still relatively low compared to its vast territory. There are still many areas in Indonesia that are not monitored by existing radars, especially remote areas and mountainous location. Therefore, Indonesia should master the technology of radar control through the transfer of technology. He said the capabilities that must be provided in developing radar include design capabilities, mechanical construction, electronics information, technology and networking, and material technology. A cross-cultural art festival titled International Folk Art Festival Cross Culture is closed. The festival held from July 21st to 25th, 2019, packaging the gala dinner event, where delegates of 13 countries presented various attractions of music and traditional dance. Head of Surabaya Culture and Tourism, Antik Sugiyarti said that the cross-culture performance was an art and culture-sharing activity among countries. This international event has been held for 15 times in Surabaya. She said through this activity, it is expected it will attract tourists to visit Surabaya.
So besides this, there is indeed an effort to share cultural arts between countries. This is also to attract domestic and international tourists, those with the movement tourists. Surabaya's local economy will be developed. Of course, it will also raise Indonesia because those who come are foreign guests.
Yes. 13 countries took part in cross-cultural activities including Japan, India, Poland, Czech Republic, Timor-Leste, Bulgaria, Uzbekistan, Russia, Mexico, Thailand, Italy, South Korea and China. Meanwhile, 5 cross provinces that followed the event were Banggai District, Pangkal Pinang, Solok City, West Java, Mengwi. Antik said that the yearly cultural event received appreciation from foreign delegates. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, in Jakarta. Indonesia's Drug and Food Control Agency's POM has begun to provide assistance to increase the capacity of state members of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, through cooperation with southern countries. According to the head of the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency, Penny K. Lukito in Bandung Thursday explained, Indonesia would provide assistance to southern countries, especially for countries with lower economies than Indonesia, poor countries and conflicted countries. Penny said the southern countries that had been assisted by Indonesia, among others, Palestine, Tunisia and Morocco. The result of the meeting has been that many OIC countries have requested that Indonesia be accompanied by its regulator in the future. According to him, cooperation will continue to be developed. Indonesia will share experiences in vaccinating programs against Islamic countries facing the same problem. State-owned oil and gas company PT Pertamina will compensate the inhabitants of the Karawang coastal area in West Java, particularly fishermen, who have been affected by the oil spill from the YYA-1 well in the Pertamina Hulu Energy offshore Northwest Java, PHEONWJ block in the offshore of the Java Sea. The Pertamina's Corporate Communication Vice President Fadriah Usman told the press on Thursday, compensation would surely be given later in accordance with the procedures and the consensus that has been reached. The state oil and gas company has set up several command posts to accommodate complaints by people who have been affected by the oil spill in the Karawang and Bekasi waters. Pertamina will also compensate the local fishermen and residents who have helped clean oil pollution on the shorelines. Local fishermen could not catch fish due to the oil spill, hence they were asked to help clean the waters. The Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs has identified various developmental problems in Natuna District related to border issues, defense security, navigation safety, and development integration. Coordinating Minister Deputy for Maritime Sovereignty Purupaya Yudi Sadewa said in a statement received in Jakarta on Thursday that development in Natuna District must be conducted comprehensively and in an integrated manner to provide maximum benefits for the economy and the Natuna community. Sadewa visited Natuna to attend a joint coordination meeting between the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and the Natuna Administration. During the coordination meeting, several problems were encountered in the development of the Natuna administration, including the Indonesia-Vietnam Exclusive Economic Zone boundary negotiation, illegal fishing, maritime domain awareness, regional financial balance, support for sea and air transportation, fuel, and so on. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our good program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Boris Johnson Between Hopes or and Worries. Well, listener, finally, Alexander Boris, the faithful or commonly known as Boris Johnson, is officially becoming the new British Prime Minister replacing Theresa May, who resigned as British Prime Minister due to the Brexit impasse on 7th of June. Some people say May was forced to resign because she failed to deliver her Brexit plan to leave the European Union. In an internal vote in the Conservative Party, Johnson won 90,153 votes and outperformed his rival J. Jeremy Hunt, who is currently serving as a British foreign minister, who won 46,656 votes. President of Republic of Indonesia Joko Widodo expressed his congratulations to Boris Johnson through his Twitter account at Jokowi on Tuesday. He hopes that there will be an increase in bilateral relations between Indonesia and Britain and can strengthen relations between the two countries. United States President Donald Trump also expressed his congratulations and convinced that Boris Johnson would achieve the best result in his position as Prime Minister. A different response was seen from the congratulations expressed by Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif following the election of Boris Johnson in the turmoil of British ruling party, the Conservative Party. Minister Zarif said that Iran is not seeking confrontation. Iran wants normal relations on the basis of mutual respect. This is related to Iran's insistence that Britain should release tanker after British authorities says an Iranian tanker off the coast of Gibraltar on the suspicion of bringing oil to Syria. Minister Zarif accused the British move of being influenced by U.S. President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the son of Boris was read in the congratulations delivered by European Commission Chairperson Ursula von der Leyen, who said there would be tough times awaiting Britain and the European Commission. In addition, the European Union negotiator for Brexit, Michel Barnier, also expressed the same concern. If Boris Johnson officially took office, his party would facilitate the ratification of the exit agreement and achieve the true Brexit. Until now, the British Parliament has rejected the Brexit agreement. Britain should leave the European Union on March 29, 2019. However, this was rejected three times by members of the British Parliament. Brexit was later extended to April 12, 2019 and eventually extended again until October 31, 2009. This could be even faster. In this position, Boris Johnson's political attitude triggers controversy. He promised to bring Britain out of the European Union, Brexit until October 31st, the deadline set by the European Union, whatever the way is. Several times, Prime Minister Boris Johnson emphasized that he would decide Brexit, both with or without agreement with the European Union. The statement sparked a fierce controversy because various economic institutions in the UK, including the central bank, have warned that Brexit without an agreement will cause the UK to suffer from a prolonged economic recession. Finally, to answer various predictions and worries, we just have to wait and see what will be done by the new British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Congratulations on leading the UK. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to Today in History. We start from a historical event on July 26, 1965, was commemorated as the anniversary of Air Force Academy. The Air Force Academy is an education school for the Indonesian Air Force in Yogyakarta. The history of the Air Force Academy begins with the aviation school, which was established on November 15, 1945, by Agustinus Adi Sucipto at Maguwo Air Base, which is now the Yogyakarta Adi Sucipto Air Base. In September 1947, for the first time, the Indonesian Air Force accepted young men from high school to be educated as pilot students. Subsequently, on July 26, 1965, the Air Force Academy was officially opened by Minister of Air Force Commander, Air Vice Admiral Omar Dhani. July 26 was later declared as the anniversary of the Air Force Academy. We turn to the event of July 26, 1965. The Maldives was gained its independence. Maldives is an archipelagic country in the Indian Ocean.
Islam is the religion of the majority of Maldivian population. In the early 16th century, the Maldives was colonized by Portuguese, then moved to the Netherlands, France, and in the late 19th century, Maldives was ruled by Britain. From 1887 to Maldives' independence on July 26, 1965, the country became part of the British guardianship. From 1153 to 1968, the Maldives was an independent Islamic sultanate. The form of the sultanate's government was removed and replaced by a republic. We end today in history with a commemoration of World Mangrove Day on July 26. July 26 was designated as World Mangrove Day at a conference on the Organization of Education, Science and Culture, UNESCO, in November 2015. At the conference, Ecuador proposed that July 26 as Mangrove Day because some South American countries had long commemorated the day, although it was not officially determined by the world body. The countries commemorate July 26 as Mangrove Day to remind the world to a Greenpeace activist from Micronesia, Haiho Daniel Nanoto, who died on July 26, 1998 due to a heart attack while involved in massive protests led by environmental organization Fundacol and Greenpeace International. Fundacol and other environmental organizations each year commemorate Heiho's death on July 26 as a warning to save mangroves. That was today in history.
Menceritakan cantikmu kan teramat panjang puisi untuk menyuratkan cinta ini telah habis sudah cinta ini tak lagi tersisa untuk dunia karena telah ku habiskan sisa cintaku hanya untukmu. Aku pernah berpikir tentang hidupku tanpa ada dirimu. Dapatkah lebih indah dari yang ku jalani sampai kini? Aku selalu bermimpi tentang indah hari tua bersamamu. Tetap cantik rambut panjangmu, meskipun nanti tak hitam lagi. Bila habis sudah waktu ini tak lagi berpijak pada dunia, telah aku habiskan sisa hidupku hanya untukmu. Dan telah habis sudah cinta ini tak lagi tersisa untuk dunia, karena telah ku habiskan
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to My Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and the visiting Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan earlier witnessed the exchange of agreement documents between the businessmen of both countries. The agreements included a memorandum of understanding between DP World, represented by CEO Sultan bin Sulayem, and Maspion, represented by CEO Ali Marcus. Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates are on the same page in terms of increasing bilateral cooperation in 12 areas, particularly in the economic sector. From the substance of issues discussed, the first is how the two countries can enhance economic cooperation. Hence, the discussion of economic issues is very dominant. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi stated at Bogor Presidential Palace on Wednesday, July 24. Under the effort to boost cooperation, both nations inked Memorandum of Understanding for cooperation in 9 out of the 12 areas. Foreign Minister Marsudi signed 2 Memorandum of Understandings on the protection of bilateral investment and the Joint Committee for Consular Affairs with United Arab Emirates Home Affairs Minister Sultan bin Ahmad Sultan Al Jaber. The governments of Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates have agreed to strengthen mutual beneficial cooperation in the industrial sector in order to boost economic growth. Indonesian Industry Minister Erlangga Hartarto and the United Arab Emirates Energy and Industry Minister Sulail Mohammed Faraj Al-Manzari signed a Memorandum of Understanding on the cooperation agreement at Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java. Minister Erlangga Hartarto said in a statement on Thursday, July 25, the memorandum will serve as an umbrella for cooperation in the development of industrial sector potential for the two countries. The two governments will develop the agro-based industry, metal and machinery industry, chemical industry, and the small and medium-scale industry. Among Indonesia's 10 potential commodity export to the United Arab Emirates are crude palm oil, food and beverages, pulp and paper. Indonesia has the potential to export agro-industrial products, particularly pulp and paper, as the Al Nakheel Tissue Factory operates in Abu Dhabi. A possibility to export more metal and machinery is also open as the United Arab Emirates has its first and largest automotive industry built by Ashok Leyland in Ras Al Khaimah. Earlier, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi stated that the visit of Crown Prince Abu Dhabi or Deputy Supreme Commander of the United Arab Emirates Armed Forces, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, was a very historic visit because it was the first state visit after 29 years. Last visit to Indonesia carried out by Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan, father of Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in 1990. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Dalamnya lautan tak bisa diselami, dalamnya hatiku tak bisa dimengerti, dalamnya rasa tak bisa kupahami.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, it's nice to see you again in Indonesian Wonder to do Brekecek Culinary from Cilacap, Sentul Java. Traveling to Cilacap, Sentul Java, we enjoy various interesting tourism destinations. The most famous and interesting tourism destination is Mandala Curug, located in Mandala Village, Curug Legi Sub-District. If you are satisfied by visiting various tourism destinations, please do not forget to taste the variety of Cilacap's typical culinary. Cilacap has well-known enough typical food, namely tempe mendoan Cilacap, lotek or a type of pecel, brontak, and brekecek culinary. Now we are about to introduce you one of the Cilacap's typical culinaries, namely brekecek. People of Cilacap agree to say that their pride culinary made from sea fish is one of the major commodities of Cilacap, namely brekecek patak jahan. According to the native people of Cilacap, the term brekecek originates from the process of making the dish itself. The word brek, which means dropped, and kecek, which means mix, is a combination of words that refer to the technique of dropping fish into processed ingredients which have been mixed with water. Meanwhile, the term of patak, which is an in Javanese means head, refers to the head of a fish species, which is the main ingredient of this dish. Making brekecek patak jahan is fairly easy. The basic ingredient of dasar patak jahan must be fresh fish so that the broth coating is more delicious. While the soft spice is used consists of onion, garlic, coriander, pepper, pacan, turmeric, ginger, curly red chili, and cayenne pepper. After it is ripe and fragrant, just add enough water to the stir-fry seasoning. When the water has boiled, enter the patak fish. Besides, there are complementary herbs such as bay leaves, galangal, lemongrass, orange leaves, basil leaves, slices of young tomatoes, and tamarind, or we can use the star fruit mixed into processed dishes along with sugar and salt. Well, listener, when eaten, brekecek feels spicy, savory with fresh sauce. This Cilacap's typical cuisine is perfect when eaten with a plate of warm rice. This cuisine is easily found in various food stalls in Cilacap City. The price is quite cheap, about 15,000 rupiah to 20,000 rupiah with a serving of warm rice. Well, listener, that's the end of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition entitled Brekecek Culinary. We will see you with another interesting topic. Goodbye for now.
Selang waktu berganti, aku tak tahu engkau di mana, tapi aku mencoba untuk setia. Sesaat malam datang menjemput kesendirianku, dan bila pagi datang ku tahu kau tak di sampingku. Aku masih di sini untuk setia.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in Miss Eleni. Today, Citizen will present UGM develops amphibious drones to monitor volcano conditions. So stay tuned with us at www.voinews.id. The research team from Gajah Mada University is developing a vehicle for unmanned aerial vehicle, which is named Amphibi Gamma V2. This drone has the ability to take off and land on the surface of the water. It serves as a monitoring system and maps the condition of active volcanoes in Indonesia in a bid to support disaster response preparedness. This was conveyed by Chairman of the Amphibi Gamma V2 Development Team, Dr. Tri Kuntoro Priyambodo. Dr. Tri Kuntoro Priyambodo revealed that the vehicle Amphibi Gamma V2 is the second generation of amphibious unmanned aerial vehicle from the development of the vehicle Gamma UX-628. The idea to make This aircraft began when his team conducted aerial photography to analyze the potential and risk of flood hazards in the North Kalimantan region of Tanjung Selor. When going on the mission, his team found it difficult to find a flat area and long enough to take off and land. At the time, it was difficult to find an area that could be used to take off and land. The opportunity is to take advantage of standing water. So, the idea is that the vehicle used must be able to take off and land on the water. With this capability, vehicle amphibian is flexible to monitor various types of disasters, including floods, landslides, drought, fires, and hurricanes. This aircraft has the ability to fly for less than 40 minutes for a range of 40 kilometers and a maximum cruise height of 1,200 meters. In addition, Amphibi Gamma V2 also has a maximum aircraft speed of 25 meters per second, aircraft cruising speed of 13 meters per second, and a minimum speed of 8 meters per second. It has a length of 1,350 mm with a wingspan of 2,000 mm. That was Miss Lenny for today with the topic UJM develops amphibious drones to monitor volcano conditions. See you at another interesting topic. Thanks for listening.
Jatuh hati.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, our next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to play a regional song from Jakarta or Betawi, entitled Ondel Ondel. Ondel Ondel has become a cultural symbol of Betawi people. Finally, in 1970, a song was created and it contains of invitation to watch Ondel Ondel performance. The song, which was popularized by talented artists from Jakarta, Benyamin Sueb, has become popular song which is sung in every Betawi musical performance. A lot of people assumed that the song was composed by Benyamin Sueb, but actually, the song was composed by Joko Subagio. Let's listen to Ondel Ondel sung by Benyamin Sueb.
Nyok, kita nonton Ondel Ondel, nyok. Kita ngarak ondel ondel nyo. Ondel ondel ada anaknya boy. Anaknya ngigel terpinteran boy. Mak bapak ondel ondel ngiping ser. Ngarak pengantin disunatin ser. Goyangnya asik ndut-ndutan duh. Kebakaran anak ondel ondel aja jingkrakan kerak kepalanya nyale pekobaran bul yang ngarap pada kebingungan lu disiramin air comberan yul
hore hore hore.
Pada surak-surak tangan iseng ngejailin kepala anak ondel-ondel taruhin puntungan rambut kebakaran anak ondel-ondel jejing kerakan kram kepalanya nyale pekobaran kebun yang ngarah kepada kebingungan ngung disiramin air comberan.
Sayenye
sini aye beli
jangan beli. Anget gak? Tampangnya, tapi putih dalamnya, legitnya.
Abang ketelaluan, arang disuruh makan.
Kalau nyonya suka, pilih roti gambang.
Emangnya ayah disuruh main gambang, bang?
Bukan, biasanya suka nyanyi gambang, nyonya.
Iye.
Jangan gak ngakunya.
Tukerin yang lainnya, ini hitam atasnya.
Hitam cuman tampangnya, tapi putih dalamnya, yahutnya.
Abang
gambang.
Kalau enggak salah ayah pernah ketemu si Abang di mana ya?
Di mana ya?
Oh, kita pernah ngegambang berdua.
Iya.
Oh, Benyamin. Min, mau yeah. Jadi tukang roti sekarang.
Nasi.
Suri lanjut datang.
Piring jagung yang ada ke berkelahi.
Emang gue jagoan bang berkelahi?
Oh, untung saya dikit. Empok ngutang tarik urat susah ditagi.
Maklum deh bang, laki saya belum gajian.
Ngutang pinter, bayar susah. Selusin 700, pandernya 200, sehari gocap, ditagi nyap-nyap.
Harganya keliwatan, em mending beli kontan, ngutang melulu, nurutin setan.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address at voi@vianews.id.